It's time for On the White, and we are in the cold, in the riverside.
Cold.
And a second group of people have come out after being had a conversation with Andrew Turner. Right. And one of those is Zoe, who we spoke to earlier.
Yes. Hello again.
Hello. So how was your time with Andrew Turner?
Frustrating. So I took in with me a couple of people who were running the night shelter and have done for the last 7 years.
And what's a night shelter? Can you explain to people
what that is? So for the last 7 years, I think between sort of November and February, they've run a night shelter so homeless people can go there and just have somewhere to sleep during the evening, basically.
Okay.
And historically, that's run for a few months at the height of every winter, really.
Okay.
So that's just closed. They were using Downside Centre, which they always knew was going to come to an end this year. But what they're really frustrated about is that there's been no further provision. They were particularly frustrated about the fact that there didn't seem to be much recognition of a homeless problem on the island. So they opened up the conversation, Mr. Turner, and he noted that there was a problem.
Oh, he did?
He said
acknowledged that?
He said he couldn't argue with their evidence.
Right.
And so that was, you know, they were pleased with that. And then they asked about what he was going to do about it. And he clearly said that it's a problem for the council, not for him. The council are the ones that should be working towards this provision.
This just should mean what? They've got a legal obligation to do this?
No, it's not a statutory obligation.
Yeah.
So in general, I think if it's minor, I think if it's 0 degrees or below for 2 nights in a row, then there has to be something that then gets put into place.
Okay.
But
in law?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But other than that, there isn't anything. So,
okay.
So yeah, so he very much placed the emphasis on the council. He asked when the provision ended, when was it going to end, so he had to be told that she already had.
He wasn't aware
okay. that had finished.
There has been news stories about that this week, hasn't there?
Yes,
yeah,
plenty.
Okay. Right.
So he wasn't aware of that. They've also done a petition this week, which has got over 1,300 signatures. He wasn't aware of that either. So, yeah, he just emphasised really that it's the council that should be making that provision. He said, how long did they know that the current provision was going to come to an end? And also, people were aware last year that this would be the final year for Downside to be able to house the homeless.
Because it's going to be used for something else.
Because it's going to be, taken over for schooling. So he very clearly said, so the council have had a year to do something about it and they haven't.
Right. But he didn't feel it was his place
not
to...
Not at all.
Right, okay.
No. So then there was much discussion about where is the money supposed to come from.
Right.
That there isn't any money for any...
He stood up in Parliament and said the money's running out.
But yeah.
Even although he said all that, he still feels that the council should be providing the money for it.
Yeah, and so when he was told that there isn't any money for non-statutory services... He disagreed with that and said that there is money.
Oh.
But...
Does the council know?
The council aren't spending or using or budgeting wisely.
Okay.
So that was the general emphasis
okay.
of that.
So the reason the council doesn't have money to spend is because the council's wasting it?
Yeah, yeah.
Mismanagement,
yeah.
Okay.
So he said that on three occasions throughout the sort of 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Of various things.
And what, did he acknowledge the lack of the money being reduced from the government to support the council?
Yeah, so I brought that up that, you know, it would be easier to do these things if the cuts weren't, if he hadn't voted in favour of these cuts. I asked him why that was. He emphasised what he'd already spoken to the previous group that went in and said that he has to think about these things as a whole country, and that there are areas of the country that are significantly overspending money, such as the Labour constituencies in the north. He also mentioned Islington and somewhere else as well, which I can't recall anymore, but Labour, all Labour constituencies that are using up too much money, basically. So he said his vote was based on that. I asked him whether he felt it was the right thing to do, given that he represents the island. And he said that he felt okay with voting for the cuts because he was told that we were able to balance the budget for this year. He knows that there's going to be problems next year, but for this year, he was told everything was balanced, so therefore he didn't feel it was inappropriate for him to vote against the council budget.
So normally what I try and do in interviews is to take the contrary position, supporting the person who's not here, to be able to... So on the point of that he felt it's more, Andrew Turner felt it's more important to represent the country rather than his constituency, I'm really struggling in trying to put that point because he's elected to represent the people of the Isle of Wight. So I'm a bit dumbstruck.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of put that point across. I can't put the country point across
neither can I. And he just said that's what he has to think about. He has to make those decisions based on the bigger picture, really, not just on what the island needs.
And so what else was he talking about then? What other points did you bring up with him?
So I had said that members of the council are actively kind of looking for new premises to look at the homeless problem and to help with that. I kind of emphasised that that would then be reliant on volunteers and funding from the public, basically, to keep that going. So he acknowledged that wasn't ideal. And then he said if things like the Goldings had been put out to the voluntary sector last year, there would be money, there'd be more money in the pot for these kind of services for this year.
Okay.
So again, kind of intimating that it's council should be...
They're wasting their money running the Goldings.
Yes.
Whereas somebody else could be running it for them.
Yeah.
Voluntary sector.
Right,
okay.
And so I expressed concern with that because I said I asked him if that's how he sees services going in the longer term, that all these things should be run by the voluntary sector or private sector. And he said that, he doesn't understand why things like the Goldings aren't charitable causes, why they are being financed by the council. He doesn't understand why that's the case.
Right.
I said
it's been happening a long time that the council has been funding it. Did he say that this is a long-running campaign for him and he's been talking to the council about how they could work together to put it into charitable status?
He didn't give me that impression at all. He gave me the impression that he's got no faith in the council and really doesn't care much for any decisions that they have made or possibly will be making in the future.
Well, maybe we'll ask him what steps he's done towards helping the Goldings become an independent charity body then.
It would be interesting
to see
what he's actually doing.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the main crux, really, of the things that were said, was that it was the council.
I mean, the big hope is that the minister's going to come down and the minister will provide help to the island. That's what's being held up as a hope.
Yeah.
Did he talk anything about that?
So he said with regards to him voting for budget cuts, he said that he met with the minister and...
Is it Greg Clark?
Greg Clark, yeah. Right. So he said he'd previously spoken to the minister and had said that the island was in a dire situation, that it should be considered a special cause and all those kind of things, a unique status and this, that and the other. And he said that it almost sounded like they struck a bit of a deal, that it was agreed that if Greg Clark agreed to come down to the island and support the island, the island's case for this sort of unique status and this, that and the other, then he would feel happier voting in favour of cuts.
Okay.
So that's kind of sounded like that's what happened.
That's the sort of thing that may go on. You know, you say, I'm concerned about this. I'm going to vote against you, so, you know, you support me financially, then we'll make sure I'll support you.
However, I clarified and said, so are you saying that there's a guarantee then, that you've kind of made this deal, and that there's a guarantee there will be a financial outcome? And he said, no, I have never said that we will get help financially.
Right.
Greg Clark is willing to support the island.
Okay. What's that means? He's coming on holiday? Or
I have no idea what that means. But he was very clear.
But not money.
That it was very clear that this is not necessarily about getting money.
Right. I think that's going to be quite... The thrust I'm getting... I read through the Fight for the Isle of Wight stuff on the website today, and more money is a central part of that. So, this is massive that he's saying that he doesn't... Well, he's almost saying that Greg Clark isn't going to give them money.
That's the impression I got. He definitely said, I did not say that there's a guarantee of money.
It's just all of us fill that in ourselves to think that that's... Because we're short of money, that might be that.
Yeah. And the... I asked when Greg Clark comes down, will he get an opportunity to speak to Isle of Wight people who have been affected by the cuts? And he said they don't know what the position would be. And I said, will it be something you'll be pushing for Mr. Clark to actually speak to people of your constituency? And he said it's unlikely because it's the emphasis will be more on... how, you know, the council, and I imagine from what he's saying, how the council are managing budget. That's the impression I got.
Right.
So who Mr. Clark will speak to, what impression of the island he will get. I think I know what impression of the council he's going to be given, which won't be very favourable if it's coming from Mr. Turner. Therefore, my opinion is that why would any additional funds be given to the island if what they're being told is that funds have already been mismanaged by the council.
Okay.
So in that respect, I think it would be highly unlikely that we would get any additional money.
Okay. Was there anything else of relevance that's...
No.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time and standing out in the cold. It's
pleasure.
Much appreciated.